Our guest in the cafe this morning, spending some time with us on the telephone line, is Randy Pennington, CEO of Pennington Group, business consultant and ET and A&M Commerce alumnus. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Your group, the Five Friends, a group of five business consultants who work closely together, you all put up a video here recently on the subject of how to get employee buy-in, B-U-Y-I-N. What is meant by buy-in exactly?
Well, every organization, John Mark, wants to know that their employees are engaged to reach their vision or to achieve their mission. They want to know that they're aligning their energies and efforts around getting toward the common goal. And, you know, managers and leaders can mandate somebody's compliance. If an employee works for you, you can make them follow the rules. But they volunteer their commitment, and that commitment really is the buy-in, the part where they go, I'm supporting this, and I'm going to work in that direction.
Now, your recommendation in this is that people support what they help to create.
And that's true. And I think that's true. You know, it's one of the things that I say in there also is that, you know, no one ever argues with their own ideas and opinions.
True enough.
And so if we can let people feel like they have a piece of it, and if you can't give them input into everything, at least give them input into their piece of that so that they can say, you know, this is my stamp. I had things in my control. You know, most of us don't like being changed. We don't mind changing when it's our idea, but we don't like being changed. Mm-hmm. We don't like other people to change us. Mm-hmm. So the idea of people supporting what they help create is the way to get people feeling like that they can buy into, if you will, where it is you're trying to go, because they can see themselves in it.
They have some ownership in it then.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're owning it rather than renting it, so to speak.
Then it being handed down to them.
Right.
We're talking with Randy Pennington about employee buy-in. Mark Sanborn talks about shared sacrifice and says if you're going to ask people to share sacrifice, then they need to share in the success later on.
And that is a big one, John Mark. You know, when times get tough in organizations, we often go to our staff and our employees and say, you know, times are really tough. We need everyone to suck it up. We need everyone to do a little bit more. We need everyone to make some sacrifice. People are quite willing to do that, I believe. But if you are going to ask them for sacrifice, then you also have to be willing to share the rewards as well. And Mark shared an example of an airline, a very prominent airline that's did that once. I mean, the employees became very engaged, and then they got all kinds of turmoil and pushback and disruption in their workforce because the employees looked around and said, you know, we gave up a lot to help you survive. And when you did, you didn't do anything to us, with us, or for us.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Randy Pennington. Randy is a business consultant in Dallas, CEO of Pennington Group, ET and A&M Commerce alumnus. Scott McCain says, have people involved, get people involved from the beginning of the process.
Obviously, the earlier that you can get people involved, it gives them a chance to put their stamp on it and feel like that they, again, have an input into it. The notion that you know, they'll support it if they can look at it and feel ownership in it.
Mm-hmm. And then Joe Callaway, I thought, had a very good one. It may seem obvious, but clarity of goals. Keep the goals simple and then make sure everybody understands and then repeat that. Repeat those goals again and again.
You know, as the old saying goes from Alice in Wonderland, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there.
Right.
Now, here's the other part of it. Once it's in their head, they never forget it. And I'll give you a quick example of that. This is my example. John Mark, I'll start this sentence and you complete it. Two all beef patties.
Lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
That's exactly right, and that is a McDonald's commercial that would. You realize it's been over 20 years since McDonald's used that commercial.
Oh yeah,
that's the impact of repetition.
That's right, Randy. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
My pleasure, John Mark.
great. Randy Pennington, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.